So today we are reading a story called Have You Seen Elephant? Have you seen Elephant?
Yes.
Well, this story was written by David Barrow. And I'm going to tell you the truth, friends. I think elephant here is not referring to just any old elephant. It's not a lowercase e. Here's something interesting. If the word has a capital letter, then that makes it something that's very proper. So we know that it's something's or someone's name. Okay? So this E is a capital E. So elephant is not just a random animal, it's a specific one.
So it goes like this. Have you seen elephant?
Exactly. So we're not saying, have you seen an elephant? No, no. We're asking, have you seen elephant?
Have you seen elephant? Not have you seen an elephant?
Right.
It's, have you seen elephant?
Right. We're not asking if you know what an elephant looks like. No, we're asking if you know where a specific elephant might be. Let's find out, shall we? You ready? Okay. So today's story is read by Mommy and... What is that noise? He's making a strange noise, my friends. What is that noise? Are we going to have to find out at the end? All right. We shall find out. So when we open the page, we see the elephant and the boy. Elephant and boy. And the elephant says,
"Would you like to play hide and seek?"
And the boy says, "Okay, you hide."
"I must warn you, though, I'm very good."
Ooh, a smart elephant.
"I'll try my best,"
says the boy. Let's see. And now he covers his eyes, which is what you must do when you play hide and seek, right? Yeah. So that you can't see. Yeah. And he's counting. Uh-huh. So he's counted, and now he is headed out the door to try to find... Okay, so the very first room that he walks into is what, the dining room, I think? There's the kitchen, maybe, and the table. Maybe it's the kitchen dining room area.
And, even though elephant is right there in plain sight.
Is elephant right there in plain sight? Well, I don't know. He looks like he's hiding to me.
He's trying to hide, but he's there in plain sight.
Yeah.
But the kid's where's elephant? I can't see him.
Mm-hmm. The boy the boy stands at the door and says, "Where could he be?" But the elephant is, in fact, hiding behind some drapes at the window. He's blocking the whole window, makes the whole room dark. Uh-huh. And so now the boy goes into the next room, which appears to be the bedroom. Wouldn't you say there's a bed? Yeah, and so he's looking and looking, and he goes to the bed and looks under it and says,
"Not under here."
No, an elephant really couldn't fit under your bed, could it? Yeah. Where is the elephant, though?
It's on his bed.
On his bed? Under his blanket. Making quite a scene. So into the living room he goes.
"Dad!"
Still there in plain sight.
He is in plain sight.
"Dad, have you seen elephant?"
he says to his father, who is in the living room watching a soccer game or football, depending on where you're from. And the dad says,
"What elephant?"
But where is the elephant in this picture? He's holding the television up. A very large elephant. He's even put the antenna for the television on top of his head.
"Maybe I'll try outside,"
says the boy, walking down the hallway and out the door. But there, in the hallway, with a lampshade over his head, is the elephant. This is just the...
Oh, that's true.
It is just elephant. You're right. So out...
That's his name.
Out he goes into the backyard.
I can't find Elephant.
He says to his mother, who says, never mind, dear. And she is missing that there in the backyard, in her shed, no less. Out her shed is sticking a trunk and two legs. It looks like the elephant is in her shed. She's watering her plants, not paying any mind to the giant elephant. He goes for a walk looking around, and he sees the trees, even a turtle hiding behind one of them, but there behind another tree in plain sight is the elephant. He is hiding away. I give up, says the boy, shrugging his shoulders, and right behind him, just covering his eyes, is... Now let me ask you a question. If you're playing hide and seek and you cover your eyes so that you cannot see, does that mean that other people can also not see? No, they can still see you, right? You are just covering your eyes. You're not covering theirs. There you are, says the boy. Now he's quite surprised. And here comes the turtle. Hey, what are you playing?
Hide and seek.
Would you like to play tag?
Okay.
I must warn you, though, I'm very good, says the turtle. Have you ever seen a turtle move fast? No, of course not. Well, this turtle says zoom. And he even has a little lightning bolt on the side of him. But I don't know about that. I raise a very skeptical eyebrow to him being able to successfully play
but
if tag.
The elephant, you know what the elephant was?
Tell me.
He was really big, and he was always hiding in plain sight.
Mm.
But the boy couldn't find him.
It's true. Perhaps...
The turtle is really slow, but maybe everything is...
You know what? Maybe people will exceed expectations. Ooh, do you know what that means? Maybe they will go past what you think they will do. An expectation is what you think is going to happen. You expect it to happen. And going exceeding something means you're going past it. And so when you say this person is exceeding my expectations, you're saying this person is doing more than I thought they would. And so the elephant did in fact play a pretty good game of hide and go seek. Maybe the turtle will too. Play a good game of tag. I don't know. It's kind of fun to think about. But it also goes to show you, maybe you think you know what someone can do, but maybe you are in for a surprise. Huh? Yeah? Right, my friends. That is the end. Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/Storytime with Philip and Mommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list I have put links for every story that we have read in that month.
so you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories, and we want to say thank you so much for listening.